tomorrow we won't have shir. Mr. Shem will have shir on Sunday. I think on Sunday we'll probably do something else, not Baba Kama. And today we'll continue with the Sigid Daf Ayin Aleph, and toward the end we'll do some Parshas Toldos as well. The Gemara begins telling us the case of Ganav V'Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim, in which case one is Chayiv Dalet V'Hei. The Gemara is bothered that even though it is clear that there is no Chiyuv Misa, obviously Kares is only a Chiyuv. Kippurim is Nisr Kares, but nonetheless, we have a principle we discussed earlier of Ein Eloke U'Mishalim. So how is it possible that there is a Chiyuv Knas? The Gemara answers that this reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the Sugin Makos and the Avdal Ramad Aleph, that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Loke U'Mishalim based on Edom Zom, and again, we discussed at length the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosus based on those Makoros. The Gemara asks, however, that this follows the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so therefore, why is it, in a case of Tavach B'Shabbos, you are Potter? Because according to Rabbi Meir, we should even assume that one is Chayiv if this would occur on Shabbos as well. How do we know that Rabbi Meir would maintain that is true? Even in a case of Tavach B'Shabbos, you are Potter? Because the Gemara quotes a Braisa that tells us this case explicitly. Gana v'Tavach B'Shabbos, Mishalom Tashlum Me'abov HaChamisha, Divi Rabbi Meir. Bechachamim potrim. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're chayiv in both cases. The Gemara says, now how can that be? How could Rabbi Meir maintain that in the case of Tavach B'Shabbos, one is chayiv? What about the principle of Kimlei ben Rabbanei? So the Gemara answers that the Braisa must be referring to a very different case, and that is Tavach al Yedei Acher, where he is not the one who did the Maisa Shechita b'Chilul Shabbos, but rather this was done al Yedei Shliach. And the Gemara tells us that even though normally we assume that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, Tavicha is clearly an exception to this rule. How do we know that this is true? The Gemara cites three different possibilities. According to the view of Rava, just as Mechira necessarily must involve a third party, and yet you are Chayiv, so just as Mechira Al Yizdei Acher, so too Tavicha is Al Yizdei Acher. The Gemara quotes Devei Rabbi Yishmael that tells us now that O is L'Rabos as HaShliach, and Tanav Echizkiah tells us that Tachas, the Pasuk says that Chamisha Bach Yerushalayim, Tachas Hashor, Tachas is L'Rabos as HaShliach. So therefore the case is Tavach HaYidei Acher, and that is what Rav Meir assumes that in such an instance, when it's Chayiv. Again, if that's the case, the difficulty would be then the Shita of the Chachamim. Why, according to the Chachamim, would you be Potter? If we're talking about a case of Tavach HaYidei Acher, under those conditions one would not apply Kimnei D'Rabbinei. So the Gemara here has two possibilities. One is that this reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, we'll have to discuss, and this is a Shita She'eino Re'uya. In what sense? Because Maisa Shabbos renders the Chefet that which is Aser, and in such a case, the Shita She'eino Re'uya is Lav Shema Shita, and in such an instance, there is no Chiyuv of Dalet V'Hei. Or perhaps one could argue that no, when the Chachamim said that one is Potter, he was referring to the case of Avodah Zarah, the case of Shor HaNiskal, but on Shabbos, in a case where Tavach Al Yedei Acher, even the Chachamim would agree that in such an instance, one is Chayiv. So this Braisa, and Daf Ayin Aleph, the case of Gona B'Tavach B'Shabbos, is referring to Tvicha Al Yedei Acher, and this is a noted exception to the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. This sugi we discussed at length last year, the sugi in Kedushin and Daf, Mebeis, where we pointed out that there are several possibilities in terms of the source of this klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. The sugi begins with a simple svara pshuta, and that is Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTamid, Divrei Mishalmim. That's what the Gemara assumes in Sanhedrin Daf of Testament Aleph as well. And then beyond that, then the Gemara quotes Makoros, that there are certain makaros that tell us in exceptional cases that there is shliach l'dvar avera. For example, our sugya, you have a gzeras hakosta when it comes to tvicha, that here yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And the Gemara tells us this is also true when it comes to cases of me'ila as well. The Gemara cites in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis the cases of me'ila, tvicha, shkutei chutz. And the Gemara tells us the following, that those are exceptions that prove the rule. If the pasuk has to go out of its way and tell us that in certain cases yesh shliach l'dvar avera, so therefore that indicates that b'chala Torah kula ain shliach l'dvar avera. So two very different possibilities in terms of the makar of ain shliach l'dvar avera. The svara pshuta that the Gemara quotes initially, the divrei harav, divrei atamid, divrei shomim, what exactly does that mean? So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes and Bava Metzia and the Sugya begins in Dav Ches, and then in more detail in Dav Yudam Abayz, the Tosos Shans, the Ramas Kel Hecha and Shita Mekubetzes, writes the following. The Svar is simply Shechoshav Shehashliach Lo Yishmalo. Just because the Meshaleach tells the person to do something which is outrageous, so he has every reason to assume the person will not do so. And if in fact the Shliach listens to the Meshaleach, right, that is his act, it's not attributed to the Meshaleach in any shape or form. But that's important, the Svar of Tosha Shams, that Savar Shalo Yishmalo. This is what the Sma assumes in Choshe Mishpat as well. In Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkot Beis, the Sma assumes that Chiddush number one, that Ein Shliach Bedvar Avera is based on the Svara, Divrei Harav, and the meaning of Divrei Harav is simply that point of Savar Shalo Yishmalo. Because if you look in the Chiddush Rabbi Kaveger, not Sugya in Bav Mezia, Rabbi Kaveger points out that maybe Savar Shalo Yishmalo could be understood somewhat differently. And that is not considered to be a Shlichus at all. Rabbi Kaveger writes that a Shlichus, which is Be'isr, right, has no chalos. But the Sma assumes la halacha like the Tosos Shas, that no, that simply it's based on the svar of Savar Shalo Yishmalo. The reason that this is a chiddush, this svar, is because if that is true, if that is what is driving Ein Shliach Bedvar Avera, then certainly there are some clear limitations. What about cases where we have every right to assume that the Shliach will follow the instruction of the Mishaleach? For example, the Tosos that we'll get to later, Bava Kama, Ayin Testament Aleph, the Ramas Lanosnu, what happens if the case is one of Shogay, where I, the Mishleach, am aware that there is an Isser, but the Shliach is absolutely unaware? I go ahead and I tell the Shliach to go ahead and to utilize this animal for a certain purpose, and it turns out it's a Behemas Kodshim. I knew that, but the Shliach did not know that. So therefore, in that case, you cannot apply the principle of Savar Shlo Yishmalo. And Enochinami, Tosus writes that in such a case, certainly, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, in the Meshaleach, would be Chayim. This is what Tosus also assumes, right, in Bav Metzi and Daf Yud Ramasul E. And this is the Psak Halacha of the Sma, the Sma L'Shitasei. The Sma who writes in Kuf Pei Beis, that we paskim like the Svara of Divrav Divrei HaTamei Divrei Mishomim, and that svara means Savar Shlo Yishmalo, the Sma elsewhere, Choshe Mishpat and Simen, Shin Mem Ches, Tzivkat Mechav, the Sma writes that one is Chayiv if the Shliach was unaware of the Isser. The one who disagrees explicitly with this Chiddush HaTosos in our parak is the Ritva and Kedushin, and Daf Mem Beis, Mem Beis, Ramas Koshani, where the Ritva points out that it is true that the Gemara begins with the Svara of Divrei Av Divrei HaTamei Divrei Mishomim, but as you progress in the Gemara quotes Psukim from our Sugya. If there are exceptions where the Pasuk goes out of the way and tells us that is not true, so therefore those are Shnei Ksuvim, or Gimel Ksuv HaBoin Kefad Ein Malamdin, and it tells us that the Halacha is the reverse. And therefore the Ritva writes that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera is the Zeres HaKosim. Zeres HaKosu, based on these parshim, Me'ila, Tzvicha, Mechira, Shchutechutz, and the like. And therefore, if it's a Zeres HaKosu, it is not bound by the Svara of Divrei Harav, and therefore, even in a case of Shogay, we will assume that Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. One could discuss that elements of the Seder, the fact that certainly my involvement is what caused that Dvar Avera, but technically speaking, there is no Shlichus, the Pasuk of Ein Shliach, Lidvar Aver. A further nafkamin is found in Pesach Tshuva. This is found in Yeredeya, in Simin Kuf Samach, Sivkat and Tezayin, where the Pesach Tshuva writes, what if the Mishaleach, right, utilizes some measure of coercion, some measure of force? Anas, Yifchido. Right, so the Mishaleach, right, is a strong man who insists the Shliach does so. And the Shliach knows it's wrong, but he's not capable of refusal. So in such a case, that's the din of the Pesachei Tshuva, whether we would assume, under those instances, Yesh Shliach, the Dvar Aveira. If the Pasuk tells us there's no such Halo Shlichus, then not. But if it's based on Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTamei, Divrei Mishomim, then in that case, the Mishaleach had every right to assume the Shlichus would be carried out. In such a case, he is considered to be Chayiv. And if you look further in the Ramon Choshe Mishpat, this is found in Shin Peches, in Sif Tezva, the Ramah discusses what about a case of Huchzak? What happens if the Shaliach is an Avarian? The Shaliach violates this all the time. This is what he does for a living, he's a thief. Well, obviously, if I go ahead, right, and engage him, he's going to do so, he's Huchzak Lekach. Can you still say that Divrei Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishomim? If it means that Savar Shli Yishmalo, one cannot apply those cases, the Shogeg, the Makom Sheyachido, in a case of Huchzak Lo Savera. But if you assume as the Ritva writes it, no, categorically this is true, that the Torah does not recognize such lihus on such a case, then we would apply the principle of Ein Shliach Tzedvar Avera even in those cases as well. Even though it is not explicit in the Gemara quotes the Machlokas Amoraim between Ravina and Rav Sama that perhaps is relevant to these issues, and this is a link which Rashi makes. This is the sugya of Metzia and Daf Yudam Abayis, where the Gemara discusses a very fundamental machlokes. Does a ketana have a kinyan chatzin? If a bal is megares ishto ketana, so nasan biyada, a mais in the sina will result in gerushin. What happens if he places the get in her chatzir? Does a ketana have a kinyan chatzir or not? So the Gemara says that Reish Lakish says the name of Abba Kohen Bardala, that Ketana ain lachatzer. A Ketana does not have a Kinyan Chatzer at all. And Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yane Amar, that's not true, that Yesh lachatzer. A Ketana is capable of a Kinyan Chatzer. What is this machlokas, whether a Ketana or a Ketana has a Kinyan Chatzer, does not? So the Gemara quotes a very fancy machlokas, and that is, how is it that Chatzer works? Is it Mishum Yada Yisrabai? Or Mishum Shlichus Yisrabai? How is it that Chatzer functions? Is an extension of one's Yad, a Hachnasa L'Rishus? Or do we assume that no, it's considered to be some form of representation? And it's as though that the Chatzer serves, right, as a Shliach of the Baal HaChatzer. It's clear you don't require a Minui Shlichus in the formal sense, but the mechanism by which Chatzer works is Midin Shlichus. So the Gemara explains, if it's Mishum Yad, so therefore just as, right, if the get were to go to the Yad HaIsha, that is the Maisa Gerishin, Ho HaDinami, if the get enters the Chatzer. If you assume it's Mishum Shlichos, so in such a case, then we argue that is not true. In that instance, a Ketana is not the Basachi of Shlichos. There's no Shlichos when it comes to a Katan, no Shlichos when it comes to a Ketana. We discussed in earlier shiur on the Sikkim Ksuvah Staff, Yad Aleph and Aleph, where there's Zechiyah words when it comes to a Katan and when it comes to a Ketana. If Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, so maybe there's no Zechiyah when it comes to a Katan or a Ketana. So Rabbi Kivega writes in the Chidushim in Ksuvah Staff, Yad Aleph, that maybe one could argue Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, but still, there's Zechiyah when it comes to a Katan, but not Shlichus. Why is that true? Rabbi Kivega writes the beautiful Chiddush, and that is the reason Ein Shlichus the Katan or Ketana is because you need a Bardas to be Memana a Shliach. How does the Shlichus begin? Through a form of Minui. Mini Shlichus requires Das. So a Katan or a Ketana are Lav Bnei Deyaninu, and therefore they cannot be Memana the Shlichus. But if one could envision a Chalosh Shlichus Bli Minui, in such a case, that will work even when it comes to a Katan or when it comes to a Ketana. So Rabbi Kivega writes a beautiful Chiddush that even though Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, when it comes to a Katan or a Ketana, Shlichus, no, but Zechiyah, yes. Because the problem of the Shlichus issue is Minui Shlichus. And what is Zechiyah? Zechiyah is a Chalosh Shlichus, but without any need of Minui. That's Rabbi Kivega writes in the Chiddushim. So it's Nafir Aleph. So the son of Rabbi Kivega has a Ha'ara in the Chiddush Rabbi Kivega, and it's against the Gemara. Because here the Gemara says that Chatzer is Mishum Shlichus, and therefore it does not work when it comes to a Katan or Ketana. Chatzer does not require a formal Minui Shlichus, it's a Chalos. But there is no Minui, and yet the Gemara says that if Chatzer is Mishum Shlichus, Yisrabai, so in such a case it would not work when it comes to Katan or Ketana. So you see that there's no Chalos Shlichus when it comes to Katan or Ketana. It's not merely a more technical problem of the possibility of Minui. That's an interesting ha'ara. But here the Gemara says, this Kiddush, that if chatzis, mishum shlichus, it will not work when it comes to katan or katana. Good. So now, more relevant for us. The Gemara continues and says, how can that be? When it comes to our sugyas of gneiva, the pasuk says the following, what does it mean? That if you find the chetza haganuv in the rishus haganuv, what does that mean? The Gemara says, if it's biyado, if it's bechatsero, if it's karpipo, a chatzer can be utilized to be kone gneiva. Kinyane gnever secured through chatzer. So the Gemara says, if that's true, how can you say that chatzer is mishum shlichus? If chatzer is what entered your yad, so just as the ganav sees the chefetz, we understand that chatzer can also work. But if you argue it's mishum shlichus, shouldn't you apply the principle of ein shliach lidvar avera, and therefore a chatzer can only be kone beheter, but a chatzer cannot be kone beisser, and that certainly is not true. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara has two possibilities. How one can assume that chatzer is midin shlichus, yet the chatzer can be kone beisser, and that does not contradict the principle of ein shliach lidvar avera. And that is machlokas Ravina and Rav Sama. Ravina says the following, when do you assume that ein shliach lidvar avera? That is only if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. If there is an avera on the shliach, then ein shlichus lidvar avera. A chatzer is not a bar chiyuva, so everyone agrees when it comes to a chatzer that yesh shliach lidvar avera. That's Ravina's distinction. Why should that make a difference? Whether yes bar chiyuva, not bar chiyuva? So even though the Gemara does not say explicitly, but Rashi, Bava Mitziyuda Mabeis, Ramascha bar chiyuva, Rashi writes the following, Da Amrina Lei, Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishomim. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Ravina's halacha, that Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira is only when the shliach is a bar chiyuva, is based on divrei harav, divrei atam, and divrei mishomim. That's the chiddush of Rashi. In fact, if this is true, then you can kind of complete the circle of shitase. The Rama, right in Kufei Beis, in Sif Aleph, paskens like Ravina, that the only time you assume that ein shliach lidvar aveira is in the shliach is a bar chiyuva. In which case, according to Rashi, that's working with the Divra, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishomim. And that's exactly the Raman Shin Peches that writes, if it's Hoksuk, and you know he will listen to you, then we assume the Mishaleach is considered to be Chayim. Because Rashi writes, that's the Svara of Ravina. The Gemara continues, Rav Sama disagrees. Rav Sama says that, no, when it comes to a Chotzer, yes, yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira. Why is that true? Because when do we assume ein shliach lidvar avera? That's only when ibay avid, ibay lo avid. A person goes and appoints a shliach, but the shliach will determine whether the shlichus will be carried out or not. So therefore, if it is a determination of the shliach, then you can say ein shliach lidvar avera. If it's an automated process, the chatzer is not capable of discretion. The chatzer is kona bi'ad bava. So therefore, of course, there's shlichus lidvar aveira. You don't need a bar chiyuva, as far as Ravina goes. But you certainly need discretion. If the shliach will determine whether to carry out the shlichus, then we say ein shliach lidvar aveira. If it's automatic, then of course the mishaleach is chayiv. So a chatzer, this happens automatically, in such a case, the shliach lidvar aveira. So two possibilities the Gemara has, Ravina and Rav Sama, right, as to why you should distinguish between regular shlichus as opposed to a chatzer, even though mishum shlichus is rabbah. So the Gemara says the following, L'may nafgamina, Ravina and Rav Sama, they both agree, generally yes, chatzer no. The Gemara says the following, Ika binayhu, kohen da amali Yisrael, say v'kadesh li isha grushu. A kohen says to Yisrael, go ahead and be my shliach for kedushin, and marry this woman on my behalf. Kohen the Amel of Yisrael. So if you hold like the view of Ravina, so in such a case we would assume that Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira. The shliach is the Yisrael. The Yisrael is not included in the Isser of Grusha Lekohen. And in such a case, you don't have the requirement of Baruch Yuvah. And therefore, Yesh Shlichus. If, however, you assume the difference between Shlichus and Chatzer is Ibayav and Ibayloavah, the Chiddush of Rav Zama, well, here you also have that as well. Whether the Maisa Kedushin will be carried out is at the discretion of the Shliach. And in such a case, then we assume that Ein Shliach, the Torah of Eira. So in such a case, Seva Kadeshli Isha Grusha, according to Rav Sama, Ein Shliach, the Torah of Eira. According to Ravina, Yesh Shliach, the Torah of Eira. That's the Gemara's Nafka Mina. Interesting Kiddush. Tosfos points out, even in the case of this instance of Grusha LeKohen, the Shliach is not innocent. Right? Tosa says, isn't there an Isser of the Chneiver? As a result of what he does, the Maisa Kedushin LeKohen will violate an Isser. Tosa writes a Chiddush, and that is that that's not enough. The Chneiver is not enough to label someone as a Bar Chiyuva. Interesting Chiddush that Tosa writes. But that's the Nafkamina the Gemara has, one of the two Nafkaminas between Ravina and Rav Sam. So the Tosus above Metziyirim obeys. The Ramask of the Amal Yisrael is bothered by the following. What exactly is the Nafkamina? So in this case, a Kohen says to Yisrael, Tzei v'kadeshli isha grusha. So according to Rav Sama, Ein Shliach, according to Ravina, Yei Shliach, the Mai Nafkamina. What do you mean the Mai Nafkamina? So Tosus explains. Because after all, Rava says, Kedushin Nafayin Chesem and Aleph, Kidesh eino loke, ba'a loke. What is their malchus for the Isra Grusha Lekohen? Rava says you need Kidesh u ba'a. Kidesh alone is not enough. You need Kidesh u ba'a. So what exactly is the issue here? And Pashup Shat would argue in the Gemara that according to the view of Ravina, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira, and therefore what? The Mishaleach is responsible, the Mishaleach will get Malkus. There's no Malkus for Kidesh. And Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira would mean that we don't hold the Mishaleach responsible, and therefore Ein Aloke. Of course Ein Aloke. Kidesh never gets Malkus. The Tosus is Kasha. If you were to tell me that there is Malkus for Kidesh, I understand. So, does the Mishaleach get Malkus? Does he not? According to the Mishaleach, the Dvar Avera, the Mishaleach is Malkus. But Malkus is only in a case of Kidesh Uva'al. Kidesh Uva'al. That's Rav Shita. So what's the Nafkamina? The Tosfos says two terutzim. These are two critical terutzim of Tosfos. The first terutz is the following. You're right. As of now, there's no malchus whatsoever. But what happens d'chibah? What happens when bia takes place? Then Tosfos writes, lo ke'af ala kedushin. You're right. Kidesh alone is nothing. But Kidesh Uba'al, there's not only Malkus for the Maisabiyah, there's Malkus for the Kedushin as well. Would the Mishaleach get Malkus for that? Well, that would depend on Ravina Rav Sama. According to Rabbi Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira, because Yisrael is not a Baruch Yuvah, in such a case, the Mishaleach will get two sets of Malkus. And Kidesh Uba'al. For the Isser Biyah, but also for the Isser of Lo'ikach, the Isser of Ishus. That's the first Teretz HaTosis, okay? Then the Inami of Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, the following. There's a critical machlokes. A Kohen says to Yisrael, Tseva Kadeshli Isha Grusha. If you hold Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira, what does that mean? That means the Torah recognizes such shlichus, and the Kedushin is Chal. What does Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira mean? The Torah does not recognize such shlichus, and therefore there's no chalos kedushin. That's a very great kedushin. Up until now, we assume the following: Everyone agrees, both Ravina and Rav Sama, that the Kedushin is chal. The question is, on whom do we pin the blame? The Shliach or Mishaleach? So the Onish, the guilt, that's the question of Yesh Shlichus or Yesh Shlichus. If you're like Ravina, Yesh Shliach, so therefore, Mishaleach gets Malkus. And if you hold Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, we will fault the Shliach. But everyone agrees they are married. The second he tells us, no, that's not true. Ein Shliach Levar Aveira means the Torah does not recognize such Shlichus. Shlichus is only Beheter, there's no Shlichus Beheter. And therefore, according to Rav Sama, they're not married. In other words, Ein Shliach Levar Aveira results in Bitul HaShlichus. Just like we discussed yesterday, no? When the Torah uses the term of love, sometimes it's an Isser, sometimes it's a Shliva, Lichulavaker, Osiasis Mesachutulizar. Here, Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. Does that mean it is forbidden? Or does it mean the Torah does not recognize such Shlichus? That's the Chiddush of Tosus, that there's no Chalav Shlichus in such cases. That's a very great Chiddush. Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means they are not married. According to Rav Sama, according to Avinah, they are married, and then Chinami, the Kohen, will get Malkus. This Chiddush of the second day of Tosfos, that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means the Torah does not recognize the Chalav Shlichus, Bitul HaShlichus. This is very relevant for our sugya, because our Gemara writes, we have a pasuk that tells us when it comes to Tvicha, this is an exception. And Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera. And therefore, Ganav V'Tavach L'Shabbos, if the Tzvich is Al Yidei Acher, when it's Chayim Dalei Behei, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera. What exactly is the case? Ganav V'Tavach L'Shabbos Al Yidei Shliach. So if you look in the Rambam Menuchas Gneva, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, that if the Tzvich was done Al Yidei Shliach, in such a case, good, you're chayiv, dalet behei, and that will be true even if the maaseh tzvicha occurred on Shabbos as well. The Rambam writes the following: Asa shliach lishchadlo. Kama, no, you go ahead and appoint the shliach to do the maaseh tzvicha. V'shachat lo hashliach b'Shabbos. And the shliach goes ahead and does the maaseh shkita b'Shabbos. The Rambam writes that in that case, why? Because this is one of the cases that we assume that Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera, and therefore there's no Kim Leder Avine, right? The Chiyuv Misa is on the Shochet, the Chiyuv Mamon is on the Mishaleach. In such a case, one is Chayim. The Mishnah Melech is bothered by the following. The Rambam's formulation, Asa shliach lishchot lo, v'shachat lo hashliach b'Shabbos. What was the minui shlichus? When you look in the tour, Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Nun, the tour writes, our Gemara is the following: Asa shliach lishchot lo b'Shabbos. I appointed the shliach to do the tvicha b'Shabbos, and he did so. The Rambam writes, Asa shliach lishchot lo, and v'shachat lo hashliach b'Shabbos. The minui shlichus was only on the tvicha. Shabbos was not part of the shlichus at all. I appointed a shliach to go ahead and to do a ma'isa tvicha, and he decided to do so b'Shabbos. Why should that make a difference? The Mishnah Melech writes, according to the Rambam, that nearly Didafka keshaso shliach stam. The only time we assume that this is true is if the shlichus was just for shchit alone, without a date. If, however, the shlichus was lishchot b'Shabbos, that would not be true. In such a case, there would be no chiyuv dalet v'hem. Well, against the Torah. Why should that be true? The Mishnah explains that the Rambam Shita is like the second day in Tosfos. According to the first day in Tosfos, Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach, this is a question of Chiyuv, right, Onesh. There certainly is a Chalav Shlichus. The question is, now who do we hold responsible? Yesh shliach means the mishamleach, yesh shliach means the shliach. The second day tells us, no, that's not true. Ein shliach v'davar means bitul hashlichus. Bitul hashlichus. So I'll ask you the following. Let's assume I appoint a shliach to do A and B. And regarding A, ein shliach v'davar v'era. And regarding B, yesh shliach v'davar v'era. How would that play out? That's exactly our case. Let's say the tour. Aslo shliach v'shvot v'shabbos. So the meaning of shlichus is twofold. It involves an iser of chilul Shabbos. That's the shlichus. Do this on Shabbos. And it also involves the ma'aseh tficha. Regarding shchita, we have three makoros that yesh shliach v'dvar aveira, but not regarding Shabbos. So there's a minui shlichus, which is a compound minui. Shochet v'shabbos. So regarding Shabbos, we would assume ein shliach v'dvar aveira. Regarding Tvicha Mechir, Yesh Shliach V'dvar Aveira. How does that play out? Mishnah Melech writes the following. Well, according to the first day in Tosus, everyone agrees the Shlichus is Chal. It's just a question of responsibility. So beautiful. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, the Shliach is responsible. Ein Shliach V'dvar Aveira. As far as Tvicha Mechir is concerned, Dalet V'hei, the Mishaleach is held accountable. So that's exactly the case then, that Yis Chayav Yisa, the Mishaleach, the Balam Beim, is Chayav Mamo. But if you assume that Ein Shliach Devar means Bitul HaShlichus, that's not true. The Shlichus is Tavach B'Shabbos. If the Shliach were to do the Tficha B'chol, that would not be fulfillment of Shlichus. Well, now you have two different elements, Shabbos and Tficha, but the Torah says such Shlichus is invalid. The Torah doesn't recognize such Shlichus. Ein shliach v'dvar aveira means that is an unauthorized shlichus which is batel. If it only would entail tvicha, the Torah recognizes such shlichus. That's the pasuk. Once it involves a second iser, in such a case, bitul shlichus. That's exactly why the Rambam forces, right, this in our Gemara, that aslo shliach lishchotlo kama stam and v'holachu v'shachat v'shabbos. The Mishnah points out that this is against the Torah. And the Mishnah Melech points out that Tur writes this, the name of the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech writes, no, he thinks the Tur missed this diuk in the Rambam. That the Rambam did not write Lishchot B'Shabbos, but Asa Shliach Lishchot Lo Stam. That's because the Rambam assumes that whenever there is a second Iser involved in the Shlichus, Bitul HaShlichus, and that's it. In that case, he would not be Chayiv Dalet V'hei. He would be Chayiv Misa, and he'd be Potter from Dalet V'hei because there's no Shlichus. This chiddush of the Rambam, that if you have a minu shlichus that is twofold, and in one case yes, in another case no, the halachi is the Torah doesn't recognize shlichus at all. This is a diuk in the Rambam, but this is mufurish in the Rambam also. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. The other exception of yesh shliach l'dvar aveira is Mi'ila. So the Rambam writes, if I appoint a shliach for the purpose of mi'ila, yesh shliach v'dvar aveira. I'm the one who was chayim. Zayin Beis, the Rambam writes the following chiddush: b'med dvar mamurim kishahayu achatichos mikadshei berak abayim. When is this true? For example, berak abayim. I go ahead and I tell the shliach, go ahead and take this from hekdesh for me. In that case, he is motzim in a hekdesh ba'ad habaylim. In such a case, the mishleach is chayim. But avlim haya bisar ola u'kayotze bal. But let's assume, for example, we're talking about a shlichus regarding bisar ola. In such a case, lo ma'al ela ha'ochel bilvad. In that case, we assume that ein shliach d'dvar aveira. Why is that true? The Rambam is explicit. Sharehu chayiv be'iser acher yeser al hami'ila. Because if a person will consume bisar ola, there are two isurim. There is an additional iser above and beyond the standard iser mi'ila. And the Rambam writes of acholat harakula, ein shliach le'dvar avera, Ela b'me'ila levada shelo yis'arev ima yisra'acher. The Rambam writes the Gzeres HaKasuv of Yesh Shliach D'Dvaravir when it comes to Me'ila is only if it's exclusively an Isser Me'ila. If it entails additional Isser, in such a case, then Ein Shliach D'Dvaravir, even as far as Me'ila is concerned. Why is that true? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, Bittul HaShlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. We have two cases of a compound Shlichus. One is Tavach V'Shabbos, one is Shlichus when it comes to Me'ila regarding Besar Ola. What is the meaning of this Rambam that Heichad in Yisarab Yisra Acher? If you look in the very beginning of Hilchos Me'ila, Paragala Falacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following. If a person violates Nisar Me'ila, the Rambam writes, Onshin, Kol Hamal Bezadon, there's Malkus. What is the Asara? The Rambam writes, the Pasuk says, Lusucha Lechal Bisharecha, Meister de Gancha, and the Pasuk says, Unidarecha. You cannot go ahead and consume, right, that which you were makdish. Mipi Hashmo Lamdu, that is an Isser, Lechal Mi Besar Ha'ola. The Mishnah Melech points out, in this Rambam, if a person eats Bisar Ola, what is the Isser? Well, number one, it's Nisr Me'ila. I'm just got through saying. What other Isser is there? The Mishnah points out the following, Parshas Tzav. The Pasuk says when it comes to Karban Ola, Kolo Tihiyah Lo Se'achel. There's a broader Isser Me'ila, but there's a specific Isser of one who eats from the Karban Ola, Lo Se'achel. In fact, the Mishnah Melech writes, in Chiddush, if a person will consume Karban Ola, there are two sets of Malkus. One is for the Isser Me'ila, one is for Achilas Ola, Lo Se'achel. Chiddush number two of Mishnah Melech. These two Isurim have different Shiurim. The Shir of Me'ila is Shava Pruta. The Shir of Me'ila, Shava Pruta. The Shir of Lo Se'achel, Kazayis. And one could envision, right, cases where you'd have both, or cases where you had one without the other. These are two separate Isurim of Achilas Bisar Ola. The Chiddush according to the Rambam is if that's true, then this would not be an exception. Then even some Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's the Rambam. The Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is like the Chiddush Tosos of Bittul HaShlichus. There is a famous Chuvas Noda B'Yudah which is found in Evan HaEzer, Simin Ayin Hei, where the Noda B'Yudah discusses the following. First, regarding Isurei D'Rabbanan, do we assume that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? The cases in the Gemara, like our case, is an Isser D'Raisa. What about regarding an Isser D'Rabbanan? There is a Chuvas Maharib that raises this as a suffix. This is in Chelek Aleph Simen Kufte Zayin. If the Isser is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, how does that affect the Chalos Shlichus Mid'Raisa? Mishnah Melech discusses this in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, when Mishnah Melech assumes Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Even if the Isser, the Dvar Aveira, is only the Rabbanan, you can take a look. This is a discussion in Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Gimel. Or he's Doche the Rai of the Mishnah Melech. The No Debut assumes, Kiddush number one, that when it comes to an Isser Rabbanan, we assume Ein Shliach the Dvar Aveira, like an Isser D'Raisa, like the Mishnah Melech. Kiddush number two, the No Debut assumes La Halacha, like the Rambam, and like the second day in Tosus, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is Bittul HaShlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. And that led the Noda B'Yudah to, right, a pretty great Chiddush, La Halacha. The Noda B'Yudah's case is Maisa Be'echad Shigiris Ishta HaRishona Ayde Shliach. A person was Megaresh and Isha Ayde Shliach. That would have been fine. But the woman was not willing to receive this get. So the guy did not want to get his hands dirty, so he hired a shliach to physically force her to receive the get. The Maisa Gerishon was done by Al-Karcho. Shetavsua bali mochamos la'isha b'emta harachol v'ashliach zaracha get l'cheika v'tzaka ha'isha v'in moshiela. She didn't want to receive the get. She refused. So they got a bunch of strong men that physically coerced her to go in to receive the get. You're not allowed to do that. After all, isn't there a chend ben agershon, a garish as isha b'karcho? Yeah, good, there's a chend ben agershon, but the get is chal. It's the chidish to know the Yehuda. The get is chal if the baal would be megarish and isha b'karcho. If the maisa gerishin is done ayidei shliach, so in shliach the dvar avera. And in shliach the dvar avera doesn't mean that the baal is innocent. It means there's no chalo shlichus. And therefore, the gerishin was not chal. That's the chiddush to know the Yehuda. The whole chiddush that there's an iser to megarish ishto bal karcho, but the gerishin is chal, is only if the baal is megarish batzma, but if it's done ayyidei shliach, bitul ashlichus. That's the chiddush that tshuva is know the Yehuda. And then another fascinating application, the Chazon Ish, right, in Zrayim, in Dinei Shviyas, Simen Chav Dalet Os Dalet. The Chazon Ish had many kulas regarding Shviyas, but the Chazon Ish did not recognize the legitimacy of the Heter Mechira. Felt that the Heter Mechira should not be relied on. Many other kulas of the Chazon Ish, how one can accommodate needs of Shviyas, but the Chazon Ish was not in favor of Heter Mechira. The Chazon Ish there quotes the Netziv Meshev Dava. That's the Meshev Davar in Sivan Nun, where the mashal of the Netziv is that a person is being chased by an animal. He's being chased by a dog, and in order to get away from the dog, he runs into the lion's den. That's the Netziv's mashal. That the Isra of those Sechanim, selling any part of Eretz Yisrael, is an Isra Daraisa, the Sign of Adasar and Davcha. And Shviyas Bizman Hazeh is only Derabanan. So we have to face the challenge of Shviyas Bizman Hazeh Derabanan, but the answer of selling part of Eretz Yisrael, that's an Issa D'Araisa, that's Lo Sechaneim. The resolution is far worse than the problem. The Chazon Ish assumed that that was the case as well. And therefore, they felt the Chet Mechir was Beisr. Even though the Mechir is only done for this purpose, to circumvent Shviyas, even though it's a mechira the Zman, and even though it will go back, but nonetheless, right, an assumption that this is part of Isra of Chanaya Ba'aretz, not to give anyone a stronghold in land, even if the mechira is done right, for this particular purpose. But the Chazon Ish writes the following, that there's a catch. If a farmer would sell his property to a goy for Shviyas, the mechira would be chal, but the farmer should not have done so. It's an yisr to do so. Lo sechanim. Lo sechanim does not prevent the chalos. But the Chazon Ish writes the following: the farmers aren't selling. The mechira is done al yedei acherim. The rabbanut will sell on their behalf. Through what mechanism? Through shlichus. So that's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that we paskin like this Rambam, we paskin like the second day in Tosus, ein shliach l'dvar avera means the shlichus is not chal. That was the position of the Chazon Ish, not that the heter mechira is asa, the heter mechira is not chal. Not chal. Since ein shliach l'dvar avera, so al pizeh, needs solely me iser mechira. So therefore you don't violate those tachanim, because nothing is sold. There is no Easter in those conditions. That's the Chiddush that the Chazon Ish writes. One could argue that there is no Easter Lo Sechanim. One could argue that there is an Easter Lo Sechanim, but the Mechir is Chal. Right? The Chiddush of the Chazon Ish is no. It's Mevatel L'Shlichus. That's why the Rambam quotes our Gemara in a restricted way of Aslo Shliach L'Shchobal, and then V'Holachu V'Shochach V'Shemus. That's the Diuk of Mishnah. Okay. We'll have to continue.